Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
6:45, quarter till 7, chilly morning. We're in the 40s. Feeling like the 30s in some places, going up to 57 today. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. He's got a story that posted at WWL.com about the NUS bus staying put. How you doing, Jeff Palermo?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Tell me about Garrett Nussmeyer and his decision and what's behind it.
Well, I don't think it's that big of a surprise. I think we were hearing rumblings, you know, especially after LSU went through that tough stretch there when they had lost three in a row and Nussmeyer didn't particularly play well in a couple of those games, that it became apparent at that point that he might need another season as the starter. You know, he's been at LSU now for 4 years, so he certainly had a decision to make. And not only had he been at LSU for 4 years already, but you look at this draft class, it's not a particularly strong draft class. So there's the possibility that, you know, he could have gone out there and during the individual workouts and during the pro days and at the combine, once he would go there, that, you know, he might perform fairly well and end up finding himself being drafted at least in the second day of the NFL draft. But this is a kid that's been very committed to LSU. You know, his dad is a coach in the NFL, is an assistant coach. So I think he just thought, hey, it's wiser for me to come back another season. And all you have to do is kind of look at the history of starting quarterbacks at LSU that came back for their second season, and they've done very, very well. They've won Heisman trophies and Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow. So I'm sure that will be a storyline that we'll talk a lot about during the summer, knowing that he's going to be back for a second season and can build on really what's been a very good first season as a starter.
What would he have to do to up his game? Because I know Will Campbell's leaving. Talk about what's going to happen with the offensive line and the areas that he really needs to show some improvement.
Well, I would say he is kind of taking a bit of a chance here to come back because he doesn't necessarily know what is going to be around him. You just mentioned it. You're losing Will Campbell. There's the potential you're losing up to four starters on that offensive line. One of your, you know, two of your favorite targets are moving on in Mason Taylor, who's going to the NFL, and C.J. Daniels, who's in the transfer portal. And Kyron Lacy is moving on to the NFL. He's out of eligibility. So three of your top four targets in the passing game are moving on. So the offense is going to look a lot different. And we'll see what Brian Kelly also does with the offensive coordinator position. I don't know if it's, you know, completely guaranteed that Joe Sloan will be the OC, considering that Brian Kelly got more involved in the offensive play calling towards the end of the season. So there's always the possibility that there could be a change there. So Nussmeyer is certainly taking a leap of faith that the coaching staff is still going to be able to build a really good offense around him, because it is going to look much different personnel-wise next season.
you know, as a fan, we think we know, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. We think we know, and we don't. And I can imagine Brian Kelly and other coaches listening to some of the things that we say and thinking, oh, please, really? But when it comes to the whole offensive operation with LSU, they got to get a little bit more efficient about getting these plays in and getting them called and getting some kind of momentum, don't they?
Well, I think what we saw here towards the end of the season, especially with Brian Kelly with the play sheet, I think things did get a little bit bogged down. But I think the biggest thing we've seen with Brian Kelly more involved in the play calling is that there's been just more of a commitment to running the football. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the pass attempts that Nussmeier had, he had the second most pass attempts in school history. I mean, there were just games where LSU abandoned the run for the most part. It ended up working out for them against Ole Miss, but they had other games where they just didn't run the ball, and it came back to hurt them, or they didn't have success. And that's the other thing. I think next season, one of the things LSU is really going to strive for is just to be much more balanced on offense between the run and the pass.
Let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about transfer portal and all of this mess, because it is a big, giant mess. And
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Tim and I were talking the other day, and it just seems like, man, when you look at what Phil Knight's done with the uniforms at Oregon, and now I don't know what the restrictions are with visits or I don't know, with recruiting. Are there rules anymore, Jeff, or not, about who can visit where, when, or is it all now?
No, they can, wherever they want to visit and when and how and all that and what they want to eat. There's not really not many rules.
Wine and dine, do whatever you want to do, just like a free agent in the NFL pretty much?
Yes, exactly it. Exactly
family
it.
Family members, too, if you want?
Oh, sure. Bring everybody. Bring the dog if you need to.
And get the dog a new collar, a new bed, get a car from mom or whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And which means whoever's got the deepest pockets can have the big team. And we're thinking Oregon might have a dynasty into the decades until they fix all this mess. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Garrett Nussmeier staying at LSU. We're talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a story up at Odyssey.com about that exact thing. Jeff, I was asking you before the break about, you know, visits and what you can do with recruits, what you can't. Those days are all gone, so now it's just the Wild Wild West free-for-all, like free agents in the NFL. And I heard Brian Kelly on our sports last night, I don't know if it was your story or not, but talking about things have changed and people got to step up, right, with money?
Well, no doubt about it. You know, he made the big plea a couple weeks ago saying, hey, when he talked about being aggressive in the transfer portal and, it's great that we have, some really dedicated donors to LSU, but they need to broaden the base, if you would, right? They need a little bit more of the people to pitch in. And he talked about it again yesterday of, it's we got a good base here, but it can always be a little bit better. But, yeah, it is a different game. It's so much about money. I mean, when Bill Belichick took the job at North Carolina, based on the reports, one of the things that they were really discussing there at the end before he took the job was how much money is North Carolina going to put towards the NIL efforts. And mm-hmm. It's got to be at a number that's going to allow North Carolina to be competitive. And I think the other thing that you've seen here, I mean, just look at the college football playoff this year, you got schools like Arizona State and you got schools like SMU that are in it. And, you know, before it was really just a handful of schools that were really, could really put money towards making sure you get recruits and you're able to build. And now with the NIL, I think there's a lot of rich alums out there that realize, hey, I can really, really have an impact on my alma mater's football team. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing with more and more schools being able now to go out there and put up a good number as far as NIL and recruit kids there.
I was thinking this through, and I'm thinking about Phil Knight with Oregon. I'm thinking about T. Boone Pickens and the involvement he's had with Oregon State and his deep pockets and trying to make them, huh?
What'd I say?
You said
Oregon.
Oregon. It's still in the Pacific Northwest. Both of them orange and black, though, I think, right? Oregon State and...
Yeah, right.
I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, and his efforts to spend as much as he could. It would not surprise me to see... well, T. Boone Pickens is dead, but I'm sure his heirs are as... what's the word I'm thinking of? As excited about Oklahoma State, I don't know if they are or not. Bottom line is, those with the bigger pockets, the deeper pockets, are going to wind up winning this, right? I mean, they're going to build the dynasties. Is that too?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we've seen it in professional sports. I mean, the New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers spend a lot of money every year, but they don't win it every year.
That's true. Thank you. Appreciate your time, Jeff. Interesting insight. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. We'll come back, talk to Hank Tierney, Shaw head coach, about their appearance in a state championship game.